They are the almost forgotten victims of the early days of the war in Ukraine. Yevhen Vucic has kept watch as they stand in an anonymous freezer van in an anonymous car park. In this unit alone, 12 bodies, still not identified, still not claimed by their loved ones.
We would like to bury these people. It is a long time they have been lying here, more than 3 months. Relatives are coming here and they are shocked. They cannot identify the bodies simply by looking of them. Many people left for other countries, so these victims are lying here unclaimed.
In other units nearby, 30 soldiers, and another one, 40 other civilians, some recovered from deep in a nearby forest.
The Russians built their positions in this wood facing towards Kyiv. When they were forced to withdraw, that's when investigators moved in and they found one mass grave, and they think around here there will be many more.
Just last month, Ukrainian forensic teams found the site and started gathering evidence. They pulled 7 bodies from a tiny grave, each victim shot in the head and dumped. Their crime, being male and old enough to fight against the Russians. Yevhen Vucic was there that day, helping out, watching the ground give up its secrets.
At the moment I sleep okay, but when I exhume the bodies of children, even though they are not my children, and I do have 2 children, it's horrible. Because even with alcohol, I can't get it out of my mind.
From each victim, they've taken DNA. One day, their family might claim them, give them a proper burial. The man heading the police investigation into what happened told me no matter how difficult, these crimes must be investigated.
This should be important not just to Ukrainians but to the whole international community. This is very important, the same as the investigations into what happened during World War II. We must investigate the army of the Russian Federation, the army commanders. This message should be delivered.
The bodies will sit for a few more weeks, then they will be quietly buried. But for now, they sit, silent witnesses, in an investigation into war crimes and murder. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Mirotska, Ukraine.